All right. So this is the second part of a little series for loving relationships. And the first one, I just kind of gave an introduction of the power of love and how it's so important. Like, everybody wants and needs love, and how, you know, one, for us to be able to learn how to give and receive it is a powerful thing in your life, you know, already. But to be able to be a master or become very aware and intentional, to be able to love those that you love the most the way they want to be loved, that's when it changes your whole life. Think about your marriage, your that special person, when you become, you know, knowing how to love them the way they feel loved, and you begin to be consistent with that, that relationship is going to be amazing. Especially if that person learns how to love you back, and you're able to communicate how you like to be feel loved, and you both begin to create systems and strategies to love each other, give and receive it on purpose. Man, that makes everything so powerful. So now I want to get into the different love languages, because we don't always speak the same language. And the problem becomes when we make it about ourselves, and we automatically, it's just easier for us to default to just trying to love somebody else how we would want to be loved. Like, that's how it starts. Like, okay, well, I know I feel loved by affection and touch, so I'm going to go and be affectionate and touch them. But that's not always true. Sometimes they don't like that. You know, sometimes we're giving so much time and energy into trying to love them that way, or just thinking that they're feeling so loved because we're so affectionate with them, but they don't. Because what they really want is some quality time with you, or what they really want is, you know, for you to tell them some good things about them. Those are different languages. So just like if you only spoke French and I only spoke Chinese, and we wouldn't be able to communicate, right? Because we both are speaking different languages. So we can't communicate. We're not communicating. So I need to learn your language. You need to learn mine for us to be able to fully communicate. So that's the same thing in love. There's different love languages. And we need to be, you know, aware of, you know, our significant others, what their language is, so that we can love them that way. And know our own so that we can communicate what we want and need, right? So here are the five. There is gifts, touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and quality time. Gifts, touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and quality time. All right, so let's talk about each one individually. One, gifts. So this kind of person, they feel super loved by a gift. And it's not just because it's the gift, like, oh, cool thing. It's what it symbolizes. Because when you give somebody a gift, you know what that means? It means that you were thinking about that person when they weren't around. And that makes them feel really loved, because, man, when you're over there or at that store, when you're at that place, you thought about me? Wow, thank you. Like, that makes them feel super loved. And then if you go even further to get them something that they really liked, or that they talked about before, or something that you know that they would really enjoy, now that love goes even deeper, because now not only were you thinking about me, but I feel like you know me because you got me something that I really like. Like, that means you're paying attention to who I am. Boom, connection is made. So when you're getting somebody a gift, somebody who receives gifts, who really likes gifts, like, that means that you were thinking about them, paying attention to who they are, and right there, a connection is made because you've given that. Because they feel understood by that. They feel loved. So on the opposite end, though, when you have somebody who, like, that's their language of love, like, they really love gifts. Like, when you give them a gift, they just come alive, and they're like, thank you so much. And by the way, the people that usually have that love language, they're the ones that are usually giving other people gifts, which this is where it becomes dangerous. So if you are a gift person, just know that when somebody doesn't give you a gift, or when you give them a gift, don't have expectations for them to give you a gift, because when you don't get a gift from them, you're going to feel super unloved, and the big disconnection is made. You're not going to want to talk. You're going to feel like they don't love you because of that. So if you're a gift person, you like giving people gifts, be careful with your expectations, because a lot of times you're not going to get it back. And if that's your love language, that's going to really hurt. All right. So just so you have an understanding of that. Next one, touch. Touch, this is affection. You know, the touch person, they like count the seconds since the last time they were touched. Like, they just need it. And like, even like if they're together and the spouse, the husband or the wife, they don't sit like right next to them, they go sit somewhere else. The person who has this love language of touch, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, why are you sitting so far? What's wrong? Like, they're going to, you don't love me, or what's wrong? You don't love me anymore because they're not sitting right next to you. So that's that kind of person. And you see, this kind of person that loves touch, when they get the touch, it energizes them. It makes them feel come alive. They love that. So if you're that type of person, you need to understand that, hey, that's how you feel loved. But don't think everybody else wants to be touched by you, okay? All right. So we have gifts and touch so far. Now, acts of service. Acts of service, this is when, you know, you are helping them to do something that you know is important to them. Like, things that are important to me because, like, I'm going to look at something that's important to you. I'm going to make it important to me because it's important to you. Does that make sense? So if it's important to you to not have dishes in the sink, and that's, you know, that's just really important to you. So it might come out of you kind of harsh or controlling by saying, dishes are full again. You know, oh, it's overloaded again. Have to do everything. It might come out like that, but they're just communicating how they would feel loved, because this is somebody who would feel really loved if you noticed that these things, you know, they need these things to be done. And they can't do it, you notice it, so you go do it. That makes them feel really loved. The acts of service type of people, when they walk into a room, they kind of look around to see what needs to be like cleaned or organized, or like what are the needs that need to be met. The acts of service, they immediately walk in, okay, can I get somebody water, or who needs something so I can meet their needs, right? So when they kind of feel an anxiety because of that, because they want to meet needs. So when you notice something that's important to them and do it for them, they feel super loved and super understood and known by you. That's acts of service. So by you getting things done, like helping them to get things done, you're actually loving them by taking away anxiety and helping them to enter a rest. All right. So now we talked about gifts, touch, acts of service. Now words of affirmation. Words of affirmation, this is, you know, compliments. You know, I always talk about these things called character compliments. Not just complimenting like, hey, nice hair, hey, you look pretty, or hey, you looking handsome today, that looks really nice. You know, your butt looks nice. No, just kidding. It's not just like that. It's character. It's about, hey, thank you for getting me these gifts. That's really nice of you. But this shows me that you're a really giving person. You're really generous. And that's, you know, you're complimenting their character, something deeper. So that's a very powerful thing. When the people who have this love languages of words of affirmation, understand that your words are life and death to them. Like, critical feedback can make, like, you have to be more sensitive with them. Understand that negative criticism can, like, it feels like, well, then you don't love me. Like, words of affirmation, words, your words are very heavy to them, okay? So if you know somebody who has the words of affirmation, man, you can build them up and love them by giving them character compliments. Number five, quality time. This is spending time with them. Like, they don't have to do anything specific. It's doing something that they would like to do, just sitting there with them. Maybe that to you seems like a waste of time and boring. But man, when you have somebody who has that love language, when they just want to hang out with you and just be there with you, you just be there some quality time and that will change their world. Like, that's all they need. It might be hard for you, but again, that's part of love, laying down your life for the other. So those are the five, the gifts, the touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and quality time. Learn what your significant other's top two are and begin to get like five ideas of each of those two of how you can love them, you know, this week. Like, come up with different ideas, just, you know, begin to do them, be consistent. So figure out what their top two are, and figure out five different ways for the top two of how to love your spouse, you know, those who are around you that are most important to you. Gifts, touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and quality time. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're going to get some practical things that will bring results today.
Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I want to help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations, helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.